A new app helps you get rewards just by signing up with your bank account. I'm Rich DeMiro. This is Rich on Tech. With me today is Derek Fung. He is the co-founder and CEO of Drop. This is an app that's kind of like a rewards program, but for everything that you buy. So, Derek, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rich.
So, I just explained Drop, but you can do it much better. So, explain to me what Drop, the app, is all about.
Yeah, Drop is an intelligent mobile app in which you link your debit and credit cards. You download from the App Store, you link your cards, and right after you link, you're able to earn points with companies like Uber, Starbucks, Warby Parker, Jet.com, and you earn Drop points, and you can redeem the points directly in the app with a simple press of a button. You can redeem the points for Starbucks coffee, you can buy something on Amazon, you can buy some, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. There's a ton of great rewards partners, and it's all possible through our app.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Yeah. So I sign up with my bank account, link those, and then, so what are the rewards based on what I spend? So let's say you see that I bought something at Starbucks for $5.
Yep.
Do I get points based on that?
Yeah, exactly. So both the offers you have on the platform and also the rewards are targeted to the consumer based on what they want, you know, where they spend and what brands that they like. But I'd say that the rewards are very, you know, mainstream companies like Starbucks, in which consumers are, you know, spending at every single day. So something as simple as a coffee to something as extravagant as a flight with, you know, American Airlines, which is another one of our rewards partners.
Wow, I probably need to spend a lot to do that. So am I getting a reward for Starbucks for spending at Starbucks, or am I getting rewards? Like, let's say I go to like Abercrombie and Fitch and buy $50 worth. Do I get then to redeem that towards a Starbucks gift card?
Yeah, it's a cross merchant platform. So think of Drop points as a currency. It's a very open ecosystem. It's not closed off like some of the other programs out there that sort of, you know, try to lead you to spend with specific stores. Like, we really are trying to build a very open network in which you can earn at, you know, by taking Ubers, you can earn points from, you know, traveling, and you can use them on coffee, or you can earn points on coffee and use it for a nice t-shirt. And so it's a really, you know, flexible model that we've built.
And I earn points based on the places I spend at. If you have a deal with those places, like, basically that's where I'm going to earn those points.
Exactly. So it's everything from spending to even you could walk your dog and earn points with some of our partners. You can, you know, try out Warby Parker sunglasses. And so whether you've spent there before or not, like, we're essentially driving consumers to really engage with a lot of these really neat and new age brands that we've partnered with. Like, they just want really quick, easy to consume content. And that's how we've built Drop. It's like a very light touch, seamless, works in the background. It's literally, you could even, you know, you could forget about it. You come back and you have points. So
I was going to say, that's almost a problem for you guys, that it is so set and forget, because you want people to come back to your app for two reasons. A, to see, like, I'm assuming there's like bonus offers where you can get like more points if you do something that's sort of targeted from one of your advertisers. You want to see how many points you have.
Yeah.
So those are the two reasons you might come back to the app, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we understand that, you know, the simplicity could even work, you know, has worked against us, and we want consumers to keep coming back. So we'll do everything from the standard notifications and email. But we're actually rolling out a really neat feature which will involve video and influencers within Drop to pull consumers back into the app. And really, you know, they'll be talking about the products and the brands that we showcase, and it'll be done through video. And I think a big movement we saw in 2017 was, you know, HQ Trivia, obviously, was a big hit. And it really showed that these consumers are hungry for new ways to consume content, to spend. And, you know, they want quick, and there's a major, what we call FOMO, where, you know, all my friends are on this app and they're all opening at the same time. I think there's a lot of opportunities for new tech companies to really explore these new ways to engage consumers. And I think it'll be, you know, exciting for us as we roll out some of these new features this year.
Who is your competition? Is it punch cards? Is it Starbucks' own loyalty program?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of retailers and the Starbucks of the world, as you mentioned, having their own programs. And as a consumer, I think we're just competing for mindshare. I think as a consumer, there's like only so many apps you can have on your phone. There's only so many points programs you can spend time trying to figure out and maximize. I think so it's a combination of both the retailers' proprietary programs and also credit card programs. But the beauty of Drop is we're built on top of that. And you can double dip, you can triple dip. I think ultimately it's just getting that time from the consumer that it's becoming so important.
Is Starbucks one of your, can I get points for Starbucks?
You can get points for Starbucks, okay. And you can.
So I can get points from Starbucks at their program, Gold Stars, whatever they call it. I get points on your program on Drop, and then on my credit card for spending the money at Starbucks,
I get. That's the triple dip.
So that's triple dip. Is that as far as I can go? Is there any more than the triple
dip? There may be some secret Easter egg, secrets out there, but that's the big triple dip.
Yeah. And tell me about redemption of these rewards. I know we kind of went into that a little bit, but so I build up what, a certain amount of points, 1,000 points?
Yeah, 1,000 points is a dollar. And the lowest reward you can get is a $5 at Starbucks. And so where we've built the program very differently is a lot of the bigger mainstream programs actually, they want consumers to save up because a lot of times they don't want consumers to redeem. It's a concept called breakage in the loyalty industry. And we said to ourselves, hey, if we're going to create an app and a product that's consumer-centric, then we don't want breakage. We want consumers very quickly to redeem and get that first reward. So once you get to 5,000 points, then you can redeem your first Starbucks. You can get to that first 5,000 points by spending, every dollar. You can earn points with retailers like Bloomingdale's or Forever 21 or even Warby Parker. Or you can try out some of these new services. So, try a Casper or sign up for Harry's Razors or try out this new, WAG, walk your dog.
And I'll get bonus points for doing that?
$20 worth of points, $50 worth of points. A lot of the financial services companies, instead of spending money on Facebook ads, they'll give us, they'll work with us and you'll see an offer. Oh, try out this new, Capital One credit card and earn, over $100 worth of points. So it ranges, but you can get there, really, really quickly. You can also invite your friends, and there's other ways to earn points as well on the platform.
And you said you were number two in the App Store at some point.
Yeah.
I looked at the App Store. You have thousands of ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, lots and lots. So clearly people are using this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Are you impressed at the success?
Again, I think to myself, it's a no-brainer. Why would a consumer not want to use the product? And I think, as I said before, the biggest challenge is there's just so much noise out there. There's so many apps. Consumers are deleting apps at a more rapid rate than ever before. So I think it's just that much more important to stay relevant. And we believe that to really stay relevant as a direct-to-consumer brand these days is just to be transparent. Tell them up front, hey, you're exchanging your data and we're going to provide you value. And it's really, building a lifestyle company, a lifestyle brand that resonates with them that they can experience every single day. And it's a very well used saying, but it's this concept of, oh, millennials want experiences. So, hey, I don't want to just redeem for a gift card. Let's have more aspirational rewards. And we're working on a ton of both aspirational rewards and also status and VIP. So imagine you show your Drop app and you get, whether it's line bypass or access to special lounges. And so that's the direction that we're really trying to head in 2018 and onwards.
You can do a lot. I mean, there's so much because people love the frequent flyer programs. People love loyalty programs because you're a customer of a business and you want to be rewarded for that.
Exactly. The average U.S. household is a member of over 29. So they love it, but I think they love it too much in that, your wallet is only so big. And so I think we'll start to see a lot of consolidation, and really we're at the epicenter of a lot of that consolidation because Drop, we pride ourselves in cross-merchant. You can spend at one place and redeem at another. And I think ultimately that's what the consumers want. They want freedom.
Just made me think of two things real quick. Sure. First off, I remember when all these loyalty programs started taking off, I had all of them on my keychain and so did everyone else.
Yeah.
And it just became ridiculous, because you'd be okay. And there came a point when I actually took them all off and I said, what? I'm not doing this. I'm not putting all these on my keychain because they were just taking up a ton of space. And, you can use your phone number for some of them. But I think you just made me think of Plenty, which they tried to consolidate a lot of these things. But I feel like they failed in a miserable way.
They literally failed. They're shutting down in July.
Oh, they are?
They just announced that they're shutting down the program in July.
Okay. Yeah. Because it was so complicated. Like something I do, like get gas at Exxon. There's no way I could ever, and I get gas there all the time.
Yeah.
There's no way I could figure out how to redeem or put my points or get my points.
Yeah.
Couldn't scan anything. Yeah. I didn't know what the number was like 25 digits long.
Yeah.
So you learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we're very, very familiar with Plenty. We were building our programs and looking to roll out, you know, in a very similar time horizon. But I think where they were very different is they took the traditional approach. And the traditional approach is, hey, let's find 3 to 5 what they call anchor retailers. So they had Macy's, they had ExxonMobil, AT&T. Let's convince their CMOs to, you know, give up half their marketing budget to replace their programs with you know, whatever we're pitching them. And let's convince them to allow us to put signage in stores. And for the consumer, it's confusing. And you're limited by, and they have exclusivity. So you can only have one gas station, one this retailer, one pharmacy. They had Rite Aid. And they went the traditional card approach. And I think it was just confusing. I think the challenge with them, too, is they're such big retailers. And as I said before, like a lot of these financial institutions oftentimes have these relationships already built with these retailers, whereby it's hard for them to build a truly consumer-centric model because they have all these merchants saying, oh, but what about us? We want to get our email out to the base. So it's just a very tough model that has worked in other countries around the world, but I think why it didn't really take off in the US is it's so fragmented as well. You won't find as many, you know, Rite Aids on the West Coast as the East or vice versa, or, you know, there's just so many different types of these grocers and retailers that it's very hard to scale.
And if you're a Verizon customer and AT&T is one of their main, programs, you're just like not interested at the beginning. So you're like, well, exactly. I'm not going to earn all those points from Verizon. Yeah. All right. So what's the website? How do I find the app?
Earnwithdrop.com. But the easiest way really is just to pull up in the App Store, type in Drop will be the first one. Download, link your cards, start earning points in minutes, and redeem your points in days. And even the same day if you want. And the easiest way to do that is just to invite your friends on the platform, and you can earn points for referring friends as well.
Nice. Android and iOS, again, the app is named Drop. And so I can get the points. I've got that. Can I link more than one bank account?
You can
or
link
credit
as many
card?
Cards as you want.
Okay, so you can link debit and credit?
Debit and credit.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, Derek Fung, co-founder and CEO of Drop. Thanks so much for joining me. Again, the website is earnwithdrop.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'll put a link to that on my website, richontech.tv. I'm Rich DeMuro. I'll talk to you real soon.